and take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 1-855-450-FREE. I should mention, I don't think I've made it clear, it's Thanksgiving weekend. We're here live. We haven't taken time off. We're actually here taking your phone calls about absolutely anything. It's Black Friday, and that's what we're talking about here today as people around the country have gone crazy, as predictable. You know, they always do this every single year over whatever Black Friday loss leader deals the various big box stores are offering. Walmart offering a $2 waffle maker, and people shoving and pushing and generally acting like a mob of wild animals over getting their hands on this. Apparently they didn't bother to factor in the idea that they probably waited in line several hours to get this discounted cheap-ass waffle maker, which probably wouldn't cost more than $15 or $20 if it were at its regular price. So all kinds of miscalculations going on here on the part of the people that are actually, you know, standing in line and you know, trying to hurt each other just to get their hands on these things. There's a number of problems, I think, that are worthy of discussing here. But we're interested in hearing from you if you had an experience out and about today. Maybe you were waiting in one of those lines. Maybe you experienced the madness of Black Friday. Maybe you work in retail and you saw things from the other perspective. Would love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian, by the way.
Allie.
And Mark.
We're going to go into your phone calls as well. You can still take control of the airwaves and still bring up absolutely anything that you want to. But it wasn't just the waffle maker that was driving people crazy today. In Los Angeles, according to the Associated Press, a woman trying to improve her chance to buy cheap electronics at a Walmart in a wealthy suburb spewed pepper spray on a crowd of shoppers, and 20 people suffered minor injuries, according to police. The attack took place at about 10:20 last night after doors opened for the sale at Walmart in Porter Ranch. The store had brought out, and I love the way this is written. It really can tell this whoever wrote this story doesn't really know what an Xbox is. The store had brought out a crate of discounted Xbox video game players. It almost sounds like they've got a crate of human beings that are playing the Xbox, right? How poorly written is that? Got a bunch of kids. We brought them out in a crate, and we're going to sell them to you. They'll play your Xbox for you. The crowd had formed to wait for the unwrapping when the woman began spraying people, according to police. Oh, it was the police that said she was doing it in order to get an advantage. So faces were red, according to a shopper. One guy was coming up to my wife going, "Call an ambulance, call an ambulance." Moments later, my throat stung. I was coughing really bad and watering up. In the aftermath, video showed dozens of shoppers milling around while employees urged them to back up and make room. It was the only major violence reported at a Southern California store involving Black Friday. The other news about pepper spray is that the police decided to employ pepper spray at a store in North Carolina. Apparently there was some kind of a disturbance, some sort of a, I guess, fight between a couple of people there, and the police officer decided to use pepper spray while making an arrest, which of course made a number of customers fairly uncomfortable. But that's not all. Also, at a Victoria's Secret, apparently a fight broke out, and you might ask, you know, you might want to actually see that kind of a fight.
She took my side.
Yeah.
Women fighting over drawers.
Victoria's Secret cat fight here.
Yeah, it's not supermodels that are fighting, Ian.
Probably not.
No.
People camped out, lined up, and pushed through the doors early.
They're fighting over plus sizes.
This is from KDKA up in Pennsylvania. I think that's, wait, no, KDKA?
Sometimes
Colorado.
Even thin girls have trouble finding their size, Mark.
Is that so?
It's not just plus size girls.
You know, I've noticed for men, at least, that, you know, size 36, there's a lot of those. And it's kind of, you know, the guy going to seed from 32 is really what the size 36 is.
Some consider Thanksgiving to be the start of a holiday season, according to CBS Pittsburgh. But dedicated shoppers say it's today, and they were out in full force. No, I'm right. I mean, this is Pennsylvania, KDKA. The gift of sales, joyous...
Pennsylvania? KDKA?
Yeah.
No. There is no K anything east of the Mississippi.
Pittsburgh, man. KDKA.
KDKA. Pittsburgh is not... It's not in Pennsylvania.
You think it's Pittsburgh somewhere else?
It's probably Pittsburgh, California. They got an Oakland over there. They got all kinds of different things. Yeah. Richmond.
So one shopper says they left the house at 10:30, and that's 10 a.m., not 10:30 at night, then waited in line so they can get their hands on things at places like Victoria's Secret. where there was apparently a hot deal on yoga pants that had some women fuming. One shopper said, literally, girls were punching each other. They threw little bags and baskets and were just like, here. Girls were literally shoving each other, and even moms were getting into it, according to the story. So there's just all kinds of stories out there. There's just so much of this that there's no way to report on all of it. The stuff that makes the news is the most outrageous of it. The pepper spraying, the grandfather who apparently was arrested
after a
Black Friday brawl. Is there actually a video of the brawl or just the arrest?
There's a video of the man. I haven't seen a video of them taking him down, the police taking him down, but there is video of them after they took him down, and he's bleeding, and everyone around has their cameras out, and they're all, asking the police, what did he do? And there are accusations of shoplifting, but from what I've read, he was trying to shield his grandson from being trampled, so he takes the video game and puts it in his pants pocket so that he can lift his grandson up.
I see.
And so at that point, it's considered shoplifting.
That's
even
not true.
If you don't. Well, I've heard. I guess I stand corrected, but I thought that once you conceal something from the store before you buy it.
Maybe rules have changed since I've worked in retail, or maybe they're different in Arizona. This happened out in Arizona, but I worked directly with loss control when I was at Kmart, and you can put something in your pocket. But if you leave, as soon as you leave the store, then it becomes shoplifting. There's always that possibility that the person is doing some other thing with their hands or whatever, or that they'll remember before they get to the register and they'll take it out of their
pocket. I put things in my pocket and then bought them, walked up to the store.
You've never been stopped for that, right? Like, nobody ever said anything to you about it?
Have I ever been stopped for shoplifting? When I was a kid, but I put things
in
my pocket.
I've
gone up to bought things at the register. So
exactly.
It doesn't seem to me like you've done anything wrong by putting something in your pocket.
No, but you will be under suspicion.
I've definitely heard that people have gotten arrested for putting things in their pockets while they're in the store.
You've heard about that?
I think I've heard of that, and I've definitely heard that you can be arrested for that, but
it would surprise me if that happened. I'd love to hear from somebody in the loss control business. The loss control—that's the department of every. There's different names for it, but it's the department of. It was the security department, basically, in any big box store. They're the ones that set up the cameras and monitor things, and they're the ones that'll go out and accost somebody if they believe that they're stealing something. But the rule always was that you couldn't do anything until they left the actual store, not the premises, but the actual doors, the front doors of the store. At that point, then it is shoplifting. Until then, they could just be absent-minded or whatever. They're just trying to free their hands up for something. Police swarmed inside a Buckeye Walmart Thursday night after a man inside was tackled to the ground. This is from myfoxphoenix.com. Tackled to the ground during a rush to grab video games. And there are different stories about what led up to his arrest. We can tell you more about it. Kevin's on the line listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, thanks. And there are some stations with start with K east of the Mississippi.
I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah, there are absolutely. I mean, not very many, couple, but there are. They were grandfathered in or something.
Okay.
But I am kind of amazed when I see days like today and yesterday. I went through a flood and a fire within a year and lost everything, then turned around and lost everything again. And when I see everybody buying all the crap that they buy, I just think what a materialistic country world we live in. And it is just amazing that people would go stand in line for 15 hours for the latest computer or whatever. It just blows my mind, guys.
Right, when you're just, going through all this terrible stuff, weather-related things that are out of your control, and you just want, a house and probably other things that you lost in the flood and the fire, but everyone else is just looking to expand upon what they already have. While you can't really blame them for having infinite needs and desires and wanting to, acquire more things, it can still be hard to watch that when you just need the bare necessities.
Absolutely.
Kevin, if you'd like to share more of your thoughts, you're certainly welcome to do so. I'll bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE.
Louisiana and Minnesota do not strictly follow the dividing line between the two groups.
You're talking about the radio stations?
Yeah,
starting with K
and
W. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you could have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle for your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free, take control of these airwaves, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Joining you here tonight is Ian,
Allie,
and Mark. We invite you to the website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, and those features include our webcam. You can go watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners over at cam.freetalklive.com because our chat room is built into the very same page. So head on over there and do those things. You can do them for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we all have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for the free daily dispatches. FreedomsPhoenix.com.
Kind of giving you a Black Friday rundown here.
What about KDKA?
Oh, KDKA. You wanted to correct yourself, Mark.
Yeah, apparently. Well, you've got the stuff right there.
Well, Daryl Perry posted over at the Free Talk Live Facebook page that KDKA, he says it was the first radio station. The Wikipedia page says it's one of the first radio stations in the U.S., and so it was assigned the K call letters prior to the decision being made that stations west of the Mississippi are the ones to have the K call letters. So it was allowed to keep its status as a K station. So it is a Pittsburgh talk radio station, as I had suggested that it was.
Well, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yes,
Pennsylvania. I didn't dispute that it was Pittsburgh. I disputed that it was Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I don't imagine CBSPittsburgh.com is anywhere else besides CBS Pittsburgh from Pennsylvania.
I didn't know that CBS was the owner, and then that would have been a stronger case for it, because CBS generally only owns in larger markets, right?
I guess.
I think that's the case.
So there you go. They're in a 50,000-watt transmitter at the News Talk station. We're not on there. But if you live in Pittsburgh, you're welcome to call KDKA and suggest that they take Free Talk Live. That'd be nice.
They'll be better off that way.
855-450-FREE is the number here. Jason's on the line listening to WXNT, also in Indianapolis. Hey, Jason.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I want to respond to your last caller, and I surely feel for his, situation and, kind of seeing everybody go crazy. But, you guys always kind of take a really measured approach in everything you do. You don't jump the gun on a lot of stuff. And I think Black Friday is one of those things that tends to bring that out in people when they hear the news stories. And you really think about, I just think that the stories are very way overblown. I mean, Black Friday is not necessarily really all that more violent than any other shopping day. It's just that's the day to talk about. It's one of the slowest news days of the year.
I disagree with you.
And everyone talk about it.
I completely disagree with you. Black Friday is the most violent shopping day of the year, hands down.
Not that I'm going to, sit here and say you're lying. I just don't know. I mean, I'm thinking you hear of shootings or beatdowns or fights or, all sorts of stuff that happens. And any other day of the year, you attribute it to everybody's personal problem. Oh, it's a gang-related thing or it's a personal problem. But on Black Friday, none of that context even matters. It's always, it's just blind mass consumption, consumerism, and the whole world's going to hell in a handbasket.
Have you been to a Black Friday sale in the early, early morning hours?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you've stood in the lines, you've waited, you've seen people and how they behave?
Oh, yeah. And don't get me wrong. I mean, yeah, it's a different behavior, but I guess I'm just trying to think of, the difference between, going really far out to get these deals and be, a mass consumerist, but there's a difference between that and willing to bite the ear off of the person next to you to get the newest Tickle Me Elmo, And most people are generally going to avoid that. I think most people are generally decent people, and it's just,
I think that's
not
true.
Quite that bad.
I think most people are decent people, but I think that some of those layers of decency get wiped away when they're put into these certain circumstances that encourage them to behave in different ways than they otherwise normally would.
And you'll get that. You'll get the big, crowds, the people that rush the doors and all of that. But I guess I'm just trying to think, it's one thing to, to acknowledge these stories and to kind of, tiss everybody, but it's nothing to draw a line and say, man, just society just really depresses me, and draw a societal picture from what happens on a day like today. I mean,
One of the hosts on LRN, Corey, the guy from The Voice of Radical Dissent,
he stopped his show.
Okay, former host on LRN.FM, he said he went out to Black Friday today with a camera just to catch anything going on, and said that there was nothing worth reporting. So, I mean, there are plenty of stores that, and I would say a majority of them, where nothing more than a little bit of, something that makes a mosh pit look pretty darn tame. You want to find a violent place to be, try a mosh pit at a one of these punk rock concerts or something. I mean, have you ever done that, Ian?
I've been close enough.
I have.
It's not the same. The same thing happens. You can look at the tea partiers. I mean, think about how that was portrayed. And you see all these people carrying Hitler signs and stuff like that. And just go to one. You know what? I probably saw one of those there, but wow, it is. You are swimming in a sea of red, white, and blue rather than somebody's red and white swastika markers. And it's just, sure, it happens, but can you really draw a whole assumption and make this whole story and say, well, this is how it is based off of these one or two instances that...
No, and I don't think that... And you're responding to what Kevin had said earlier from Indy, and that he was pretty depressed about people and how they are. And I think that there's some truth to both sides of it. I think that you're right, that most people are pretty reasonable and that they're not crazed. But also, I think that there is a level of, I think, unhealthy consumerism in this country that I don't think there's anything wrong with buying stuff. And you know, obviously we need to have stuff to some extent in our lives. But I think there are definitely people that take it too far and they get themselves into serious debt over, for instance, like wanting to have a bigger TV set. And if you're sacrificing the future of your own self or your family simply so you can have more stuff in your life, I think your priorities are messed up.
I think you should love people and use things. And then if you use people and love things, that you've got your stuff messed up. However, things make life easier. If you've ever tried to make a waffle without a waffle iron, you'll know that this is the case. So, you know, I mean, it's good to have a waffle iron. It is not good to brain somebody over that waffle iron.
No doubt. Right. But wouldn't you agree that having too many things...
You're telling the story of America with that, too. I mean, you get the freedom to do all these things, and of course you're going to get plenty of people that abuse it and screw it all up. But, I mean, you know, because just like this, you know, the rampant consumerism, but... By and large, most people are getting things for other people that they want to give. And then just, you know, just like that, there's also that subset that are taking advantage of the deals just to get something good for them. And I mean, so it's just one, I guess I hesitated at drawing that line, and I could understand, especially the last caller.
Well, I have to say, if I did get a blood-stained waffle maker for Christmas, I would really think that person cared about me because they went and put themselves in.
If today's modern American, I have some extra goodness and fat inside it.
they went in and put themselves at bodily harm to get that waffle maker.
I think that brings up a good point, because I wonder if it wasn't because of, you know, the pressure to try to buy stuff for other people and to make sure you have enough gifts for everyone, and something like a toaster a waffle maker, which is one of those gifts you could give to, you know, that person you don't really know what to get them. So
well, it's a good perspective, and I hate, it's not really a plug-in, it's not really an academic source, it's more just a lighthearted, but it's a good way to look at it, kind of a step back. If you ever go to like a website like crack.com, they have a list of things where they talk about the consumerism of Black Friday, and I mean they link to quite a few good sources to talk about how kind of it can be overblown, but I think that generally true of, and I'm not citing that, but it's a good way to, you know, just take a look at it but not get too serious.
More coming up here in a moment. Stick with us, Jason.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Thanksgiving weekend. We are here all weekend long, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're not taking any time off. We're going to be here to take your phone calls about anything at 855-450-FREE. And here tonight with you, as usual, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark, inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system there. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Actually, I was on the BBS last night catching up. It's been a little while since I'd gotten in there, and I'm trying to go back more now because we've made some changes to the BBS to make it more of a friendly place. It used to be kind of a haven for trolls, and now we've kind of cleaned things up a bit, added more moderators to it, and actually created a new ability for each user to delete any unwanted replies to their own thread. So if you post a new topic on the Free Talk Live BBS and somebody responds and they're just trying to derail your thread, or they post something that you think is unacceptable or whatever, you just delete it. You have total control over your threads now at bbs.freetalklive.com. There was a neat thread in there that I think is probably one of my favorites, where people are sharing their very first marijuana experience.
That's cute.
Yeah, what was your first time with marijuana? So maybe you want to call and tell us your first time marijuana use story. You're certainly welcome to do that. 855-450-FREE. I thought it would make an interesting on-air topic. 1-855-450-3733.
The Ruger Gun Sight Scout Rifle is an affordable, versatile, and reliable rifle. It'll deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It has not quite an H-bar, but a very heavy barrel, so that's why it's able to be compact and still quite reliable and accurate. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles, and it's the perfect do-it-all bolt-action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical tactical. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle to have if you can have only one. You can go see it at Ruger.com and purchase it at your local gun dealer. It's Ruger.com.
All right, 855-450-FREE. We're going to continue here. We did lose Jason there over the break. He was kind of, I felt like he might have had more to say, but I guess not. So we were talking about, he brought up kind of the issue of consumerism, and I definitely think that some people in America can take things too far, can go too far. I think it's great that we have the freedom to, you know, and the luxury and the wealth to be able to enjoy things like widescreen TV sets and all kinds of food selection. And, like, it's great to live in a place where you've got relative freedom compared to some other people in the rest of the world, like, say, North Korea, where they barely even have power all night long. So I get it, and I appreciate that. But at the same time, it also allows people to go, I think, a little too far. You know, look, for instance, at a pack rat, for example, of someone who has gone too far when it comes to just collecting stuff.
Yeah, stuff isn't going to fill the hole in your heart.
Well, I think...
Thank you. Exactly.
The process of allocating your resources to acquire things that people make economic decisions because there's, you know, something that they feel needs to be fixed, and so they sort of try to fill the void by either devoting more time to something or buying some new product or something they think is going to fix their problem. So it's very psychological. And if someone is, you know, these like the show Hoarders, where they try to fix
show.
A person. I like the show because it shows you just, you know, you're...
It makes me want to clean as soon as I'm done with that show.
Yeah, but how much better off are the people that, you know, oh, we got rid of all your stuff. I know that they have to ask them before they get rid of stuff, which might help. And they might make them confront some of their issues, but if they were just to take that person, tell them, you know, go on vacation, and then they came back to a clean house, it's not going to fix any of their problems.
No, it doesn't even patch up their problem.
That's one of the complaints about the sort of Hoarders show type things. But at the same time,
they are giving
you
them
can't
counseling.
Solve their problems while their house looks like crap.
They are giving them counseling as well. And just for those who don't know,
some Hoarders, I think they're doing that more so now.
Well, I don't know. There are a couple of different shows out there. There's Hoarders, and there's another one that's kind of basically the same idea. And it's just amazing television. I mean, really compelling stuff where they find, you know, they come across these hoarders. I guess, you know, family members probably write into the show and say, you know, my grandma or my mom or whatever is a hoarder. Can you help? And they bring in these self-professed organizing experts. They bring in the guys from, like, No Job Too Odd or whatever, the people that will come in and just do, you know, they come with the dump trucks and load it up full of the crap and take them to the dump. But it's amazing watching these people, because it is some sort of a mental issue. I don't know if it's a disease or what it is, but it's definitely they've got a problem.
They can't let it go.
They can't let go of total junk. I mean, you're talking about people that have boxes full of rat poop, old newspapers from decades ago stacked up. One of my favorite episodes is where they actually find petrified cats in the house. Like, it had been just, but stuff had been piling up for a decade plus, you know, 15 years or something like that. And
nothing funnier than a petrified cat.
Well, Fluffy it's funny never... because it's ridiculous. It's something Fluffy. That we all have to deal with. We just, you know, I know I had trouble keeping my room clean when I was young. And then, you know, my wonderful mother helping me clean it every once in a while and then sometimes cleaning it for me didn't really help, because now I'm having to deal with, okay, so I have to start organizing stuff, and it's hard. It is hard, but you see people that just totally have no concept of organizing or throwing stuff away. And,
well, they kind of, well, some of them know where things are.
Right. And I've got a friend who has this problem. He isn't, like, you know, on the petrified cat scale, but he's somewhere in there. And he lives very close to me. And there have been instances where I'm like, you know, I need a dehumidifier. And he'll go into his shed and get a dehumidifier and bring it out. I'll say, I need a come along. Gosh, I need a come along. I'm going to have to go to, you know, the hardware store. He goes in and gets a come along and comes back out.
Wow.
So, you know, when these are sort of events where they've gotten positive feedback for their hoarding.
My house is pretty well organized in comparison to a hoarder's home, and I don't even know where some of my stuff is.
I understand. You got to be able to put your hands on these things.
So
if you can't put your hands on it, then you've got a problem. If you can't find, you know, like, I've got to get my birth certificate. You can't put your hand on it, you've got a real problem.
You have to dig things out before you can actually get to what you're looking for.
But at the same time,
paths,
it's awesome to be able to have that thing that you need in that instance that you need it.
That's why I just reject anything important I need to carry, like, you know, high school diploma. I don't even think I ever got that thing.
what the hell would you need that for anyway?
Exactly.
Right?
Well, I mean, anything that it's like... I don't like having to keep up with stuff. that are important. So that's why it kind of keeps me from, or I hate having to keep nice things nice. So a lot of times I opt in for something used or something I don't have to be as worried about. But if you buy nicer stuff, it's harder to lose it and break it because you're so much more protective.
That makes sense. You look at these hoarders, though, and it's just an amazing program because they bring in the experts, and they kind of try to talk to them about their problem, and then there's the part of the show where they actually begin cleaning up the house. And that's the really difficult part for the hoarder because at that point they're being faced with this choice of having to get rid of something that they've always considered important, which is every single thing in their home.
Yeah.
And they have to make those decisions to get rid of them. And to some extent, their relatives are usually there coercing them and like cleaning stuff out behind their back and doing those sorts of things. And
you do not need little Johnny's rocking chair.
And
give this to another child.
Or you don't need this broken swing set or whatever. And like they have all kinds of broken crap, too.
Well, you're talking about the ones that are on the extreme. But I've watched this show, and these people have stuff, real stuff, and it's too much. Mm-hmm. And these are real things that work fine. They do what they're supposed to be doing. And they don't want to get rid of them because they have a house full of real things that work. And
I would say that's pretty rare. Lots of times it's just garbage.
You can't really maintain stuff if you have, you know, if you limit your possessions to enough that you can keep everything working and maintaining properly, then it doesn't sound like that big of a deal. Because in a lot of these episodes, you've got furniture turned upside down, piled on top of each other.
Oh,
you can't walk in the room.
Garbage in the yards and
stuff. I'm not saying they can use the stuff that they have, but the stuff they have is, in some cases, usable.
In some cases, that's true.
I have seen some episodes in which there's no real hoarding problem. You know, there's this one where this guy just had, he's out in the boonies and had, or the country, and had an acre of land that he just had some trucks and scrap metal he was going to sell, and the county was going to come after him for code violation. And so that was his hoarding issue, even though everything he was going to use, he's going to sell.
Toll free number 855-450-FREE, the number for you. I mean, you're welcome to tell us about hoarders that you might happen to know. Maybe you are one. 855-450-FREE, that is the number. Toll free, brought to you by SACL CAI. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today. Today.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's SEALANE.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything you want. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program, you can help support Free Talk Live. All you have to do is go to promote.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find everything from a free bumper sticker that you can get from us to web banners and graphics you can use to create whatever you want. There's some people out there that use our high-resolution graphics to create their own Free Talk Live t-shirts and things like that. You can do that.
Happened.
Yeah, you can do that. So go to promote.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we've been talking about Black Friday and some of the kind of ancillary issues that stem off from Black Friday, one of them being the idea of consumerism has, do some people go too far? And I think the answer is clearly yes.
Yes, some people go too far.
Clearly, yes. Whether we're talking about people going too far in that they're fighting each other over a $2 toaster in Walmart or, a pair of leggings or yoga pants or whatever at the Victoria's Secret, there's stories in the news about people.
These are comfy pants, though.
Not that consumption is the problem, at least in my eyes, but the reasons for overconsumption are the ones that need to be dealt with. Like drug use.
When you say drug use, what do you mean?
Like, I wouldn't say, I agree that using certain drugs that are addictive, like we'll just use, the catch-all heroin, the one everyone used to use, the worst one, it's not just that heroin makes your life terrible, it's what kind of person is attracted to heroin and why do they use it? What psychological reasons are they using drugs like this? Because most people aren't going to try something that's so dangerous. There must be some psychological reason for it.
That's true. It's not the product's fault, right, that people are addicted to it. I mean, heroin can be useful, for instance, for certain medical purposes. That's why people get prescribed morphine, for instance, in pain relief situations or whatever. So there's that. And the same thing here. I mean, it's not the product's fault. It's not the fault of the TV manufacturers that people get into debt to get a brand new television set. You really have to look at the root issue of why people are behaving this way. What is it that they're trying to accomplish, or what feelings are they trying to attain by purchasing these products? Mark, you said that no matter how many products you buy, it's not going to fill the hole in your heart, and that's kind of relating to this idea that people feel like somehow, in some cases, that buying stuff will improve their life and or improve their happiness. And I don't think that that's really the case ever.
Yeah, you need to look at your happiness, not the these little things along the way. You need stuff. you need stuff. There's no doubt about it. But you need to look at, the situation as to, what I recently I was on a bend where I'm just going to get a backhoe. I want a backhoe. I want to be able to pull up stumps in my house and do stuff with the backhoe.
Like a piece of construction equipment?
It is, yeah. Well, it's a tractor with a backhoe goes on the back. An excavator just excavates, if you happen to know the difference of these things. Anyway, my neighbor does heavy equipment. He said, you don't want to do that. It's just going to break all the time. Yeah, you just hire somebody to come out and pull the stumps that you want pulled and, shape the land or whatever. You don't want to buy a backhoe. It's going to be a lot cheaper to do it the other way. So, I decided to take wisdom where it was presented and said, okay. Just won't get one.
Probably the right decision.
It might be. I tend to think so. I mean, you look at an expert, what's an expert say, and that's the best you can do in life.
Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. I know, Allie, you wanted to comment on this idea of obligations to purchase things like Christmas presents. I want to get into that in a moment, but let's first go to Dan, listening in Minnesota to WNMT. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Ian, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, super. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I called you a couple weeks ago and talked to you about some negative things, but I wanted to talk to you about some positive things.
All right.
You had mentioned earlier, probably a half hour ago, about your first experience smoking marijuana.
Yeah, well, that was a question that was asked on the Free Talk Live BBS. It's a thread that's active right now.
All right, well, and I figured I'd call in and I can add to that.
Great. Statement.
It was a good experience.
Well, tell me more.
I was in my buddy's 1964 Buick Skylark listening to Frank Zappa, and the first time I ever smoked it, and I think it's just fine. I think it's way more safer than drinking.
How old were you?
Ways about it. I was probably about 17, maybe.
So your friend, he convinced you to smoke some pot, or like, did it take much convincing? For me, I had to be convinced.
Did you? Well, yeah, I had it too, probably. But back in the day, with this would have been 1979, probably.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't take me much convincing at all. And I'm still smoking weed today, and it's not. I'm living a successful life.
It's excellent.
Not, not really screwed up my life at all, and I'm happy where I'm at. And I'm paying into the tax system every day, every month when the government takes, money out of my check. And
so smoking the marijuana didn't lead you down a road to heroin use, huh?
Correct, exactly. Yeah, I dabbled in some other types of drugs, mushrooms and whatever.
Sure.
But, and a little LSD too back in the day.
As any sensible, open-minded American should.
Exactly. That, and right now I'm having a vodka 7-Up in my can, and I'm up in northern Minnesota in Chippewa National Forest enjoying life, and I got up my deer yesterday on Thanksgiving Day. I got it in the freezer, so I'm,
Hey, man. How long did it take you to clean that thing?
Probably about, actually I started at 1:30 yesterday. I got done about 5:30.
1:30, got done at 5:30. That's just the cleaning, right?
From skinning it, I mean.
So 4 hours.
It was hung out on the screen in court.
Did you get?
Huh?
How much meat did you get for your 4 hours work?
Oh, God, I'll tell you what. I probably got it.
Well, thanks for the call, man.
Oh, no. Did you hear from you?
Oh, darn it. Sorry, dude.
Did you catch it?
Yeah.
He
said the S-bomb.
Yes, he did.
But he was having a good time, had his 7-Up and his alcohol and his deer in the freezer, and life is good in northern Minnesota, so I'm glad to hear that. So since we got the first one, I'll tell my first story, my first time smoking pot. I was 16, and I still had, the war on drugs propaganda very active in my
mind.
Have
I heard you say you were into Rush Limbaugh?
I was a little younger at that time. I was probably about 13 when I was in the Rush Club or whatever it was at school. And so 16, I'd gone to DARE class in the past, and I'd been told all the lies about drugs and pot, and So when my friends were trying to convince me to smoke some pot, they had to do some convincing. But eventually they did end up convincing me, you know, during lunchtime at school over a series of several lunches that that pot wasn't as bad as people were saying it was, and I'd already tried alcohol.
This was at the gifted school.
Yeah, and I'd already tried alcohol at that point, and so, you know, I was told that, you know, it wasn't as bad as alcohol, and that, you know, that I should, you know, should try it. And so I'd agreed to doing it. And I was still very paranoid about it. So, like, I was under the impression that just because we were smoking pot, that there was a good chance we would be caught by the police.
Right.
And so I wanted to...
I think that's exactly what they want you to believe.
Yeah.
Sure.
And so I was very paranoid in advance. And, like, I wanted to come up with an escape plan, like what we're going to do.
So where are we going to run to?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So there was all this pre-preparation for this particular event. And really all it was just going to a friend's house when his parents were out of town and getting high in his, you know, his bedroom. I mean, that's all it was. The idea that the police were somehow going to be alerted to this activity, right, was pretty absurd.
And how long was it before you started using heroin?
I've never done heroin. I never would. So we went to his house. His parents weren't there, and there was we didn't have any rolling paper, so we used a page out of the Bible, tore that up.
Oh, my.
And
that's really gonna. That's it. The complaints are gonna start rolling.
You're going
rolling
to hell.
Rolled up the joint.
We're gonna lose stations now.
And you know, Bible pages. If you're in a pinch,
man wrote the Bible. God made weed.
There you go. And some would say some Bibles were written on hemp pages. As a matter of fact.
So, certain they were.
Yeah, so we rolled up a joint in the out of the Bible and smoked it, and all I really remember from it, besides I enjoying myself, I did get high the first time. Some people don't get high the first time they smoke. I believe that's because they're just simply not doing it properly. Mm-hmm. Maybe holding the smoke in their mouths.
I don't know. I mean, I've seen
not holding.
I don't think that may. I don't think it's true. I think that some people just don't get high the first time.
That there's just something chemically going on there?
Yeah, that just don't get high the first time.
I believe it when people say that. But anyway, so I remember that one point. You know, we were having such a good time. We were like rolling up pinners with what little bit we had left, kind of scraping it up off the floor, what had dropped onto the floor. So it
smoking dirt.
Yeah,
something. It's awesome.
Yeah, it was fun though. And it began. It was, as I said on my post in the Free Talk Live BBS, and so began a long, wonderful relationship
with
me and Mary Jane. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. And if you want to tell us your first-time pot story, if you remember it, you're certainly welcome to regale us.
Oh, boy.
855-450-FREE. You take control. Hour 3's next. Free Talk Live.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the LaCrosse Comforter. Available in down and down-free options in 4 warmth levels and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code COMFORT to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com, the Company Store. Comfort that fits your life.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis hit in interplanetary space. Thetis Crumb is where Swashbuckle meets Steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.